Antifa protester slash journalist charged in stabbing of NY Proud Boys. By Bob Price on January 11, 2021. A man who self-describes as an Antifa protester and journalist is charged in the stabbings of two Proud Boys during a protest in Albany, New York, on January 6. The alleged stabbings landed two men in a local hospital, one required surgery. Alexander Stooks Kandampasis, a 37-year-old Albany resident, is charged in connection to the stabbing of two people during a fight that broke out in East Capitol Park last Wednesday, the Albany Times-Union wrote. The fight broke out between one group that gathered to support President Donald Trump and a group of counter-protesters. A Facebook page belonging to Kandampasis describes him as an Antifa protester from Albany, the local newspaper reports. In another post, he states, "Antifa forever." He also posed in another post holding a rifle and holding a large hunting knife with the caption, "I'm Antifa," the newspaper stated. Post-millennial journalist Andy Ngo published a video released by the Albany County District Attorney's Office on Saturday. The surveillance video shows the development of the fights. Ngo wrote, "Kandampasis can be seen wearing a purple shirt over a gray hooded sweatshirt with aviator sunglasses. He appears to run into the crowd several times and strike others. Before the fighting occurs, Kandampasis can be spotted holding a cup while crouched in the grass behind a bench where a man is seated alone." Kandampasis reportedly stabbed his victims at least five times, the local newspaper account continues. Police say they found the knife allegedly used in the attack in Kandampasis' vehicle parked near the New York State Capitol. The Times Union reports. One of the two people transported to Albany Medical Center with stab wounds suffered an eviscerated bowel and underwent surgery. The second person was stabbed in the leg and had injuries that officials described as not serious. That second victim, a 35-year-old Rotterdam man, gave police a statement at the hospital acknowledging his role with a local chapter of the Proud Boys and describing in detail the events leading up to the stabbings. In a witness statement quoted by the Albany news outlet, one of the victims stated, "I saw him reach into his right front pant pocket. I saw a pinkish-slash-red-colored handle and realized that he was reaching for a knife. I grabbed his left arm and said, 'Don't stab anybody.' He said, 'I will stab someone.'" Kandampasis faces charges of felony first-degree assault, second-degree assault, two counts of criminal possession of a weapon, and second-degree menacing, the Post-Millennial revealed. You can read more about Kandampasis at the Post-Millennial. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.